The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tim Sykes, Chief Executive Officer at Proactis Holdings, PhD is ticker there. Tim, thanks for joining me on the podcast today.
Morning, Justin.
Yeah, and a bit of a milestone there. You've got a first repaid contract out, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But before we do all that, Tim, first time on the podcast here, so if people are not familiar with Proactis, just summarise what the business is all about, if you could, for them, please.
Sure, of course, Justin. So Proactis creates and sells business spend management software for mid-market buyers to use in order to get better value for the cost of goods that they buy. Get automation efficiencies through the removal of the grit in the machine, so to speak, and to create much better corporate governance compliance through audit trails and workflows. And they use our software to get all of that value proposition.
Excellent stuff. Okay, today, a bit of a milestone for you. You announced signing your first contract for the provision of Be Paid. So before we get into the detail here, explain what Be Paid is then, Tim, if you could.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. So Be Paid is a super service that a buyer can offer its suppliers, which allows a supplier to get an early payment against an approved invoice in return for a small discount paid for by the supplier. What's different about Be Paid is that it's targeted at the very tail end of a customer's supply chain, and that's where it's a market that is generically underserved in terms of the financing opportunities open to it. So we feel it's just a fantastic service that kind of supplier can access, particularly in this particular environment.
Yeah, and so why is this contract specifically important to Proactis then?
Well, it's important because it's the first one initially. And it's obviously really important to, you've got to sell one first of all in order to move on to selling many, of course. So it's really important to get the first one under the wing. It's been a long time coming in our point of view, so it's great to get it off the ground and get moving.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, proof of concept there, done. So what is the funding model, and how does this contract convert to revenue for you?
So it's interesting here in that so the Be Paid could be, obviously, if you're accelerating an invoice to a supplier, somebody has to pay that money to accelerate the invoice. Mm-hmm. And what we offer through Be Paid is either the buyer can pay that money early or Proactis could pay that money early. In this particular case, the buyer is deciding to settle those invoices early from its own balance sheet, from its own funding. And the beauty of that for Proactis is that there's absolutely zero risk in terms of a receivable. So that's for the funding model in terms of how Be Paid will work in this instance with ExpertBuy.
Yeah. And what does the deployment look like in this instance?
So now we've signed the contract with the buyer. What we do is work with that buyer to market the service to its supply chain. So we're working about the marketing program, the rollout program, as to how we deploy the software into those buyers and into that buyer and through that into its supply chain. So it could take up to 2 to 3 months, I would guess, in order to be able to get up and running on how they want to do that.
Yeah. Like you said, first contract, very important, proof of concept there, got a customer. But what about future contracts coming through the pipeline there, Tim?
Well, the environment's really strong for this kind of service, we believe. Obviously, there is a desire and a need for cash flow particularly into SMEs and into the tail end of supply chains. So we think we're in a great position from a macroeconomic point of view in order to propose this solution. And our pipeline agrees with that. So we have a number of opportunities to come through. We're still in early adopter phase in reality, of course, so we need to keep our feet on the ground. But there's lots of pipeline and available to us in order to take this forward for more contracts in the near future.
Excellent stuff. Okay, Tim, well, every day on the podcast, I highlight the top 5 most followed companies. To get on the list, of course, several people have to hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list. So if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of you, but not yet following the story, just give them 3 reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Proactis to their watch list, please.
Well, we think we're in a really interesting position and timing at Proactis. So after having had a couple of very difficult years, we've reached an inflection point where we feel that performance has now changed momentum and is moving forward positively. We have lots of opportunities to grow the business in many different ways through our core offer and through Be Paid. which is super, and that will lead to significant amounts of news flow over the coming months, which should take us into a much better place.
Excellent stuff, Tim. It's good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.